Good morning. It's Thursday, June 25th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. A landmark meta-analysis of 69 trials and 154,000 adults challenges one of health's most trusted axioms. Vitamin D and calcium may not protect against bone fractures after all. New research, meanwhile, clarifies three actionable fronts for brain aging. Poor sleep habits, cardiovascular disease, and menopausal transition all emerge as meaningful Alzheimer's risk factors. Our Aviato Krill Oil Deep Dive offers a rare supplement win, a 12-week blood test that tells you definitively whether it's working for you. Silicon Valley's rapamycin obsession also faces its first real data reality check. In supplement news, the headline, 69 trials, 154,000 adults, vitamin D and calcium may not protect against fractures after all. According to The Conversation, a major new analysis covering 69 clinical trials and more than 154,000 adults finds that calcium supplements, vitamin D supplements, and their combination do not meaningfully reduce the risk of bone fractures in adults. This is the one to read today. Krill oil reliably cuts triglycerides, but leaves cholesterol untouched. What that tells you about your response. From Aviato Research. Across multiple high-quality studies, krill oil consistently lowers blood triglycerides while barely affecting LDL or HDL cholesterol, making it one of the rare supplements where your personal response is measurable within 12 weeks using a standard blood test. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. Three common sleep habits are measurably aging your brain faster. From SciTech Daily, new research identifies specific sleep behaviors, likely including irregular timing, poor quality, and insufficient duration, as measurable drivers of accelerated brain aging. Most cardiovascular disease subtypes are significantly linked to Alzheimer's risk, from Neurology Advisor. A comprehensive new analysis finds that most cardiovascular disease subtypes carry significantly elevated associations with Alzheimer's disease, with hypertension, cerebral infarction, and hypotension showing the strongest and most consistent links. Menopause is now recognized as a neurological transition with real Alzheimer's implications, from Neurology Advisor. Growing evidence positions menopause not just as a hormonal event, but as a neurological transition that may meaningfully contribute to cognitive decline, heightened Alzheimer's risk, and worse outcomes in women with multiple sclerosis. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.